Hello and welcome to MooneyCast episode 10 for June 2nd, 2006. I am MJ.
And I'm Stacy.
And we are joined here again.
As always.
As
we say every episode.
In this hot, you know.
Oh, I know.
It's scorching
here. Air conditioned.
Yeah, I know that.
Oh, it's
pretty
terrible.
Bad. Yeah. But today we shall be covering Naoko Taguchi.
Or Taguchi Naoko.
That too. Or Taguchi-san.
Yes.
Or
Naoko.
Naoko-chan. No. Naoko-chan. Naoko-chan.
Okay.
Yes. Okay. Yeah. So there's nothing really important this week. Of course, we have told you about our Mooney Shop if you are on
the forum and if you're on the mailing list. Yes, that is our announcement. We have over 350 subscribers.
Woohoo! There's good and bad news to that, though.
Yeah. The bad news is it takes up all our bandwidth.
So that kind of takes up the room to give you new episodes.
Right, if what bandwidth is the amount that goes to the server that we're located on, and, you know, the server only allows so much free.
So big thing is we want to ask all of our listeners to buy something from Mooney Shop. I know it might be asking quite a bit of you. But, you know, we have just buttons there.
Right.
Like, plain pin-on buttons.
We did just...
Still give us $3 for every button. But, yeah, if we want to continue with the announcement, yeah. It's... Nothing really costs that much. I mean, considering if you want to just buy a button or
Right. I mean, some of the some of the other stuff is more expensive. But, I mean, if you can't afford much, just get get a button for us.
Yeah.
And support MooneyCast. Feel good.
Yes.
Yep.
Wear your MooneyCast merchandise. Mm-hmm. Proudly. Obviously, like we said, our topic for this week is Naoko Taguchi. Taguchi Naoko. Naoko Taguchi. She was born on March 15th, 1967, in the city of Kofu. Like I said before, if we are pronouncing any of these Japanese things wrong, just please ignore it. In the city of Kofu. In the Yamanashi Prefecture. I think that's right. Yeah, Prefecture.
Right.
Her blood type is A, and she is a Pisces, and she graduated from the Kyoritsu Chemical University with a degree in chemistry. And, she had this, what's it? Yes, her senior thesis from her university. Should I attempt it? It's called Heightened Effects of Thrombolytic Actions Due to Ultrasound. I'm not sure if I want to ever read that.
I don't either.
Yeah.
I don't like big words.
Yeah.
This is a fun show.
Yes, fun show. Fun. Spunky. Happy. Today she is married to her husband, Yoshihiro Togashi, and he's actually the creator of Yu Yu Hakusho. If any of you know that, I mean, I kind of know it. I used to watch it a little bit. Stacy hasn't heard of it before.
No, but I've heard of other good stuff.
Other good stuff? Like Sailor Moon?
Yes.
No,
I listen to good Japanese music, thank you very much.
Oh, yeah, uh-huh. All right. her works are widely admired by many anime and manga fans. Obviously, we all admire her work.
Yeah.
If you follow
all 350 of us.
Yeah, so if you don't really realize this yet, why we are doing Naoko Taguchi and you've never heard of her before, we're sorry for you because she's the author of Sailor Moon.
She did the anime, the manga, everything. So
yeah, she kind of watched after the anime, and obviously.
Right.
Well, the release date, first of all, she's done many other mangas, but for right now we'll cover Sailor Moon and mention the other ones later. But she actually, if you know this, she did release Sailor V, her collection of Sailor V first, but not all of them.
Right. And then Sailor Moon is basically a continuation of that because it goes on to say that Sailor V was fighting in England, and then she came to sort of, yeah.
Right. she had been offered to do an anime for Sailor V, But she decided to start out from the beginning, and she kind of rewrote the whole story, and, or, well, not rewrite it, because she still had Sailor V, but she ended up compilating that whole story into what we know as Pretty Guardian Sailor Moon, or, you know, Bijonu Senshi mm-hmm. Sailor Moon.
Or, in America, simply Sailor Moon, because, you know, yeah. we're lazy, and mm-hmm. we don't, I'm sure it has something to do with that.
Yeah, that's
the fact that we're lazy.
Yeah, we don't want to write that much.
Yeah.
Yeah, so they actually, out in Japan, the first copy of the Sailor Moon manga came on the shelves in February of 1992. Yeah. But of course, this is kind of awkward, I think. The anime appeared just
one month
after the manga
came out. Yeah. I'm sorry, the manga.
Yeah.
1 month before.
Yes.
Let's see if Stacey can get her facts
right. Yes.
Okay.
Get your math right. I have my math final coming up.
Oh, good luck with that, MJ. Oh, yeah. We wish MJ good luck.
Oh, thank you.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. All fun. Anyway.
At least MJ has air conditioning.
Oh, yes, I have air conditioning. I have a nice school.
Oh, it was terrible today, though. So, rambling on.
Yes.
Stacey's life.
Yes. Okay. So, yeah. Okay, do you want to, with right. her other manga creations, then?
Well, her very first manga creation would be Chocolate Christmas. Let me see.
It was written between only a year.
Yeah.
1897.
Right. I saw some pictures on that. It's really interesting to see how, like, someone progresses as an artist. Mm-hmm. Like, I mean, you know, even from just, you know, how many years was that? Mm-hmm. From 1988 to 1992.
Mm-hmm.
4 years. I mean, you can see a difference in her art mm-hmm. from when she did Chocolate Christmas.
I haven't looked over.
Because I did see some.
Yeah, I haven't looked over too many other of her works. Chocolate Christmas is a story about a girl that falls in love with a DJ over Christmas. That's where the Christmas comes in. It was collected into a single tankobon volume. Yeah, we didn't exactly look up all these words.
Yeah.
Yeah. The next one?
Anyways, yes. So Maria. Simply Maria.
Yeah, sorry.
Okay.
West Side Story.
Yeah. And it's a story loosely based on the book Daddy Long Legs.
Daddy Long Legs.
That's interesting.
By Jean Webster.
Right.
Or Jean. I don't know if it's French.
Okay.
No, it's done over a compilation of 2 years, from 1989 to 1990.
Right. Then there was The Cherry Project. Cherry
Project Kuto. Something.
Okay.
You like to hear a struggle, don't you, everybody?
Yes. Oh, I know.
Nina.
okay, so. And
yes.
Yeah, it's about a figure skater.
Figure skating.
Cherry. Things. Her name is Cherry.
Cherry.
That's Ooh. Pretty cool.
Wait, is it? No. It's either Sherry or Cherry.
Oh, maybe it is Sherry.
C-H-E-R-Y.
I didn't think of that. But I was thinking. I don't know what it is. Uh-huh. We're so dumb.
Okay, let's go on to the next one. Because the next one happens to be...
Codename.
C'est la vie.
Right.
Sailor V. Sorry, not C'est la vie. Not the
and
song.
And it's wa, not was.
I'm sorry, okay? I didn't realize that wa was a Japanese word. I'm not looking into everything.
Yes. So, as, you know, you weren't here when we were going over this, and she's like, no, it's was. I was like, no, it's wa. Anyways, so...
Sailor V.
Yeah.
Summary. Please.
Okay. but it was something of a prototype for Pretty Soldier Sailor Moon, obviously.
No way. Tell us more.
Of course. And it introduced Sailor V or Inominical. As we were saying last week.
Oh, yes.
Or two weeks ago.
2 weeks ago,
right.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Whenever you listen to the show.
What else? I don't want to read this word for word. But, and it was released in 3 volumes.
So not that many, but it was done
It was done over quite a bit of time.
Six years. Mm-hmm.
1991 and 1997. But then in 1992...
Sailor Moon was released. Yes,
right.
Pretty Soldier Sailor Moon.
Of course, her most famous work.
And of course, you know,
anime, films, mm-hmm. musicals, live action, everything.
I wonder if it would be on ice. That'd be kind of fun to go see.
That
Sailor
would be
Moon on ice. I should get my friend Beth to try and do that. That'd be kind of interesting.
Actually, you know, I heard it was the very first Pretty Girl series. Like, really? That was the
introduction. Like Magical Girl?
Magical Girl. Yeah. Like, that was the introduction to all those, you know, the Tokyo Mew Mew, Cardcaptor, everything.
Oh, that's really cool.
She was the one who started that whole, you know, female heroine thing.
Very cool. I hadn't heard of that.
I know. That is neat. Yes. I read that in a magazine once.
Very cool.
Yes.
Yes. Stacey pays attention. No, I'm sorry.
All right. Well, while working on Sailor Moon, there was another manga, Miss Rain, in 1983.
Mm-hmm.
Stacey was born. Interesting fact.
Yeah, I was born, you know, when Sailor Moon came out.
Yes.
Actually, when the manga came out. Month.
Oh, yeah. That's interesting.
If you were paying attention, you know. Yeah. But, yeah, I saw a few pictures of Miss Rain. I almost was, I almost mistaken the main character for Amy, because since it is a first of all called Miss Rain, you know, it has like water theme to it, and the character actually looked like Amy from Sailor Moon, so I was kind of confused. But other than that, I didn't get to just says a collection of 5 short manga, including the title work. Not much.
So after that was Prism Time, but that lasted from actually 1986. Wow, to 1997.
So that was actually your first one then.
Right, I guess so, yeah. Huh. Mm-hmm. And it was a collection of one-shot stories from early works to those. Oh, well, that makes sense. From early works to those from the late
1990s. So it's just a compilation of all of her.
Right, exactly.
Okay. Yeah.
2 volumes released in 1995 and 1997.
Respectively.
Okay. So, yes. Yeah. And then in 1997 was PQ Angels, which I have heard of that, too.
Okay.
Which is kind of interesting, though. It's 2 alien girls who turn into cockroaches who are searching for their princess. But no, I have heard of that.
Cockroaches?
Yeah, I know. Isn't that interesting?
Ew.
It was a complete disaster.
Ooh. Yeah, I can believe that.
Yeah, I can, too.
Aliens and the cockroaches. Seriously.
Yeah, I know. But I have heard of that one.
Ew.
Amazingly. Huh. It was discontinued abruptly after only 4 chapters. And
that's kind of sad.
Kodansha lost the proofs of the portion that had been written. For obvious reasons, it has only appeared in the original serialization. Let's see if Stacey can pronounce stuff today.
Yes.
Blah.
Blah, blah,
blah, blah, blah. Okay.
From September to December of 1997.
Thank you.
Okay. Maybe I should pronounce her words.
No. Okay.
Princess Naoko Taguchi's return to society. Punch! Yes.
That was really weird. Okay.
And that was, that's been going since 1998.
Right,
so.
And it's basically, it's just,
yes.
It's about her.
Mm-hmm.
It's like the manga version of her.
Of what she's been doing after Sailor Moon. So that's basically it for that.
And how she, you know, her meeting.
And marrying her, yes. The Yu Yu Hakusho author.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
And, yeah, so yes. That's about it. And, so and then there's
Tokimekka. And this one, however, is spelt with a K. We'll mention another one spelt with a C, but this one's spelt with a K.
And that was in 2001, but it was a one-shot story about a robot. And I have seen pictures of that, too, because I was researching this. Thank you very much. We'll post pictures on the forum. And if we ever open Mooney's Hideout again...
Which we should. We're trying to work on a new layout.
Then we're going to start posting more stuff about the episodes and,
oh, yes, and
character profiles.
Yeah, definitely.
I think we're sort of going to drop the pixel artwork thing.
Yeah. I mean, you can always go to visit our websites, our original websites, if you wish to do that.
So much so. Mm-hmm. I haven't updated mine for a really long time, have you?
Nope, not since April.
Easter. That's right.
Yep, Easter.
Yeah. And then there was Love Witch, which I have also heard of.
I am so bad. I've only heard of Miss Rain.
And I haven't heard of
Sailor V
one.
And Sailor Moon. That's because I
Let's hope you've heard of Sailor Moon.
Of course,
Sailor Moon.
People, I've never heard of Sailor Moon. No, just kidding. Yeah. Yeah. Yes, yeah, so Love Witch. Continue.
Yes. A story where a girl receives a perfume bottle and becomes a witch, but with a heavy price.
Dun, dun, dun.
Was discontinued after 3 chapters.
And one side story with no explanation.
It has yet to be reprinted in any sort of...
Compilation. That's my word.
I know.
That's my word for this episode. Well,
congratulations.
Gosh, take my compilation word. Oh, but I saw...
Words yeah. of MJ. See, that still doesn't go.
Compilation.
TJ and PJ.
TJ. CJ. Ew, CJ stole my book in after French class today. Yeah, anyway. He stole my book. I don't know Aww. Where it is.
Anyways, and then there was Tokimeka with a C. That's went from 2005 and is continuing on. It ran from January to April 2005 and then went on hiatus, but she said that she would return. And it did just begin again in November. And
of last year, of course.
One collected volume was released in August 2005.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. And that's all.
It's basically it for Naoko. I mean, she's not dead. Yeah. Or otherwise we would report that.
So there was no death.
And no obituary quite yet.
Yes. Yeah. Quite yet. That's quite mean. Yet. She's only, what is she? She's only 40.
Yeah, that's about as old as my parents.
Only 39. 39? Yeah, but she's not old. 39? Yeah. Isn't she?
1967.
Yeah.
Yeah, she's younger than my parents then.
Yeah. My parents too.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Parents are probably real happy.
Okay, yeah. So, I guess that finishes our
top
main
10
topic
MJ.
For this week. Oh, top 10 already. Wow, yeah. This is going... Well, for us, I think it's going pretty quick.
Well, we have to go a little bit quicker, because...
Stacey wants to, at least, band. Because, you know, we'll
I want
lose
to,
up our
because
bandwidth.
Of our bandwidth problem.
Well, you know, yes. Once we get that fixed, that can be as long as we want. An hour-long episode. Won't that be fun?
See, MJ wants to do this because she doesn't care, because she doesn't have to upload these things.
Hey, I sit here sometimes. Like, I'll probably sit here to watch this one upload.
Okay.
Probably. Or not. Who knows? Anyway, so, our top 10 this week comes from Matanda, from SOS, and this list covers her top 10 favorite outfits in general. Number 10, Ray's uniform. Number 9, Amy's swimsuit. Number 8, Mishiru's silver swimsuit. Number 7, Ray's festival outfit. Number 6, a tie between Sapphire's Mandarin shirt and Diamond's imperial jacket. Number 5, Hikawa Shrine girl's uniform. Number 4, a tie between Usagi's newscaster outfit, photographer outfit, and rock star outfit. Number 3, a tie between Neo Queen Serenity's dress and Prince/Evil Endymion's armor. Number 2, 10th Street High School uniform. Number 1, Usagi Princess Serenity's princess dress. Not the same as Neo Queen Serenity's.
Yeah, so that's top 10 list for this week.
Yep.
Obviously.
So what comes after top 10 list?
City Sounds is Stacy!
Yes!
Yay!
Right.
You ready?
Yes, I guess I'm ready. I don't know.
Do you know what you're doing?
Well, let's see. Yeah, I know what I'm doing.
You do? All right.
Okay. Oh, that's good.
All right.
Let's Here go. We go.
Silly, silly sounds. Silly, silly sounds. Silly, silly sounds with Stacy. Oh, oh. Silly, silly sounds. Silly, silly sounds. Silly, silly sounds with Stacy. Oh, oh. Hello. And welcome to yet another episode of The Silly Sounds with Stacy. Yes. And as always, I am here. Yes, Stacy. Yes. So, well, today I will be doing two sets of sounds. Yes. As a special bonus. Okay. Well, my first set will be animal sounds. Yes. And this is the sound, you know, so if you could go to a zoo or maybe a farm or any place that has those smelly animals, you know, because some animals don't smell that good, well, most animals don't smell that good, but anyways, this is not silly smells with Stacy, silly scents with Stacy or something like that. This is silly sounds. So, continuing on. Because I know most of you are obsessed with piggies, I think I did a piggy before, but I am doing one again. So, here is a piggy. Oink, oink. 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 Yes, yes, that is a piggy. And now we will do a monkey. Ooh, ooh, ah, ah, ah. Ooh, ooh, ah. Yes, yes, and that is a monkey. And yes. Right, monkey. Yes. Well, and then, as requested by MJ, I will be doing a cow. And cows go moo. Moo. Yes, yes. And if you happen to be at a barn, well, then here is a horse as well. Nay! Gallop, gallop, gallop. Yes. That is a horse as well. Yep. So, anyways, continuing on, now I shall do anime sounds. Yes. And well, you know, when you watch, like, a con, or when you watch, like, a superhero show, or, you know, read a manga or whatever, they have those little signs that pop up, and they go kaboom, or, you know, kapow, or if you're in Scooby-Doo, then you go zoinks. But we're not doing Scooby-Doo. Yes. Oh, right. So, other sounds. Oh, yes. Here's an anime sound, or, well, sort of an anime thing. Well, have you ever seen Pokemon? They make very strange sounds, but, you know, I don't really like Pokemon that much. But the Pokemon, the Pikachu goes, Pika, Pika, Pikachu! Yes, that is a Pikachu, and that is another anime sound, but that shows, you know, not as good as Sailor Moon. Right, so, yes, and there's plenty of other sounds, but... Yes, so, well, I guess that is the end of the Silly Sounds with Stacy, and I will be here next week, yes, or, you know, whenever the next episode of the Mooniecast, or whatever, yes, so, and I guess I will be seeing you again then. Okay, bye-bye.
Well, Silly Sounds with Stacy, yay, thank you for doing my cow, I love cows. Let's go moo. Huh. Yes.
No.
Moo.
I wish we had a video podcast.
Moo.
And Jay makes the funniest face.
Moo. I was actually looking for forward to you squeal, you know, for the pigs, and like, this is a pig being butchered. So, you know, we don't, what, as in to represent what we don't want to happen.
Oh, that's right. Oh, squeal! And the posters. No, no.
Yeah, so it's not a very appealing sound. Reflectment on the dying piggies of the world.
Okay, so, yes, for Japanese 101 today.
Our senseis will not be joining you.
No.
Very sorry. Yes, actually today we have Swordmaster Haruka, or right? The End of Time, from the forum. He shall be going through the pronunciations of most of the characters of Sailor Moon, as far as we know, all the sailors.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So,
all right, so
we introduce Japanese 101 to Swordmaster Haruka, The End of Time.
This is The End of Time, and I'm going to try and pronounce some Japanese names for you. So here we go. First thing I want to explain to you is the sound that's spelled T-S-U. It is pronounced different ways depending on where in the word it is. If it's at the beginning of the word, the T is usually silent. But if it's in some other part of the word, then you usually pronounce the T. But it's usually attached to whatever it is before it. So, for example, Sailor Moon, her last name is Tsukino. But Sailor Pluto, her first name is Setsuna. Okay, so here we go. Also, I'm doing this in the Japanese style of last name first. So, here we go. Sailor Moon is pronounced Tsukino Usagi. Sailor Mercury is pronounced Mizuno Ami. They like to call her Ami-chan. Sailor Mars is pronounced Hino Rei. You usually have to roll the R's in Japanese, but it's kind of hard for me because I don't roll R's very well. So sometimes I just say Rei to make it easier. Sailor Jupiter is Kino Makoto. Sailor Venus is Aino Minako. Sailor Pluto is Meio Setsuna. Sailor Neptune, one of my favorites, is Kayo Michiru. Or Michiru, if you can't say it right. Sailor Uranus is Tenno Haruka. And Sailor Saturn is Tomoe Hotaru. Hotaru is a hard one to say, too. So I often say Hotaru. But anyway, and of course, good old Tuxedo Mask, or as he's pronounced in Japanese, Tuxedo Kamen. Actually, they usually say it Tuxedo, but you know, Tuxedo Kamen. Anyway, his name is Chiba Mamoru. I think my chair just squeaked, so Chiba Mamoru. That's a hard one to say, too. Then, of course, Rini is Chibiusa. Runa, Artemis, Diana. I don't know about Diana. Queen Selenity. The thing here is that they spelled it Queen Selenity because the R in Serenity sounds like an L, because the Japanese don't have an L, so sometimes R's sound like L's because you roll them. The other one that I needed to tell you was, it is not pronounced Galaxia, it is pronounced Sailor Galaxia. They like to say Galaxia, but it's Galaxia. Who else? Sailor Moon's brother is Tsukino Shingo. And one of my favorite characters, the character who is in English, Andrew, is his name is pronounced Furuhata Motoki. And his little turtle, Kamikichi-san! I love Kamikichi. And Motoki. Motoki is so much fun. Motoki-kun! Motoki-kun! So anyway, that's it. And I hope I haven't made a fool out of myself, because I'm silly like that. And the creator of the series, her name is Takeuchi Naoko. Or Naoko Takeuchi, however you want to say it. Anyway, okay, bye-bye.
So yes, thank you.
You must have missed us being your senseis this week.
Yes,
we need to get my chair close to the mic. Okay, that's better. Yes. Is that it already? No, we still have music.
Music.
Duh. Gosh, I love music. How could I forget music?
Yes, we know, because every time we stop, she just sings.
I forget. Oh, yeah, that's true.
You forget.
I forget.
No, what?
I forget.
Anyways, okay.
Yes. I'll sing Mamma Mia.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Well, you can start your own podcast with that.
Oh, yes. I'll start my own. And I'll run out of my bandwidth, too. Oh, yeah. Because nobody will subscribe to it. Actually,
no, you
many
want
people will subscribe to it because, you know, I sing so beautifully. Dude.
Right.
Duh. Yeah. No, I'm just kidding.
Okay. Anyways, so here's our music today. We will be doing. What will we be doing?
Are we doing the one that I don't know or the one that I do know?
It's the one that... What did you do? Okay, here we go. It is the one that Swordmaster Huga requested, or the end of time, you know. Anyways.
Wow, this show's, like, dedicated to
and
him.
This episode, anyways.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I don't know what it's called. And
is it the
it's
Sailor
like,
Diamonds
no,
one? Or
no. It's the one that's, like, really... I don't know, it's a Japanese name.
Okay.
So, we will have that written down somewhere, because...
We'll find
neither
it
of us
and
can
we'll
pronounce
put it on
it.
The show notes. So,
but,
yeah.
Anyways, so here is the music for today.
Enjoy.
it's the end of our show.
Shame on me, but I don't think I've heard that song before.
I have.
I know that you have.
Yes.
So, end of episode 10?
Yes.
We're double digits now. Rock
okay,
us.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah.
Great.
Yeah.
Yeah, so look forward to the extras.
Which obviously will be in iTunes or Podomatic when you get this, so.
Yep. And so, that's basically it, all right?
Aww.
I'm Stacy.
And I'm MJ.
And we're out.